Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shvi's Daf Chof Dalid in the Oiz Vodor edition. Perak Shlishi, beginning Halochevov, says the Mishnah. Ein boinim madregois al pigi iois erev Shvi's, mishepos kuk shomim. You're not allowed to build stairs in order for people not to slip on valleys on erev Shvi'ta, meaning in the year before Shvi'ta. Mishepos kuk shomim, when the rain stopped, v'yishu betakram l'shvi's. Why are you making stairs if there's no rain anymore? Why are you creating these steers which would be easy to go to the field? You're doing it for Shemitah. You're not allowed to prepare the field for Shemitah. But you can do it on Shemitah itself once rain stopped, because then you're not doing it for Shemitah, you're doing it for the year after Shemitah. So there'll be no benefit of these steers for Shemitah itself. You can do it for after Shemitah, that's okay. He should not use mud, earth, to build these steers, because then it looks like he's plowing his field. But he will make a chai, meaning use stones and not offer, not sand or mud. Any stone that he can reach with one hand, that's what he should take. Meaning, according to Reb Chaim, he should not go around the field and look for stones, because then it looks like he's doing something for his field, only something which is around the area of these steers. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah is talking about in the time that you have an Issur Shnei Prokim, meaning we learned in the beginning of the Masechta that there was a period of time in history where you were not allowed to work in the field before Shemitah. It's called Issur Shnei Prokim. Zde Ilon from Shavuos, Zde Lavon from Pesach. Two times we're not allowed to work in the field. And that's what we said, if you can't work then, so you also now allowed to prepare steers in that time for Shemitah, because you're not supposed to do things that will affect the year of Shemitah. But once we said that there's no Issur Shnei Prokim, as the Gemara said, later in generations when they come in Mevatel this Issur, so there's no Issur to do before Shemitah anything that will affect Shemitah. As long as before Shemitah is okay. So then you can also build the steers before Shemitah. So as he says, our Mishnah is talking about Issur Shnei Prokim. Says the Gemara, according to Reb Chaim, the following line is a raya to what we said. Tani Abiyudov and Mechem Yoisrim. Abiyudov and Mechem says you're not allowed to build on Shemitah stairs. Why are you not allowed to build on Shemitah stairs? You're going to benefit from it only after Shemitah. Lo be'isu shtei prokim? Teko be'isu shtei prokim. Elama, because when we said that there is before Shemitah to plow and to plant, isu shtei prokim, you have also isu after Shemitah. It's the Issur of Tosefes Shvi'is. With Tosefes Shvi'i before Tosefes Shvi'is, after, you're not allowed to do things before Shemitah starts, you're not allowed to do things after Shemitah ended. So that's why they say don't build steers on Shemitah, because of the benefit that will happen after Shemitah. That's part of Issur Shtei Prokim. So you see here, this is the mahalach of this Mishnah, is that we're talking about in a time where things are also before Shemitah and things are also after Shemitah. But after that period, doing things before Shemitah or affecting things after Shemitah, there's no problem. That's how Reb Chaim learns the sugya, and we continue here with the pirush of Reb Chaim. Many of the Farshim have different pirushim in this Gemara. Continues the Gemara of Chodal on base. We're using here Reb Chaim, who brings the gyus of the Chazon Ish in this Gemara, and that's what we're going to read the Gemara. Reb Shammai Boyer. Shammai asked, "Im b'yisur shnei prokim, if we talk about yisur shnei prokim in the time where that we're not allowed to do things before Shemitah and after Shemitah." Be'ado taninon, there is what we're saying. Aval boinu b'shvi'is, mishiposku k'shovim b'nishu metak l'morti shvi'is. But in our Mishnah we said that on Shemitah itself you're allowed to build for Morti Shemitah. If we're talking about the period where things are also before and after Shemitah, so why does our Mishnah say you could build in Shemitah for after Shemitah? So the Gemara, Elamah, I have to say, Beheter Shnei Prokim. We're talking about when these two periods of time are mutter. We don't have Issur before Shemitah and after Shemitah. So the Gemara, Beheter Shnei Prokim, Be'ado Tanin, and that's what we're going to say, again, using the Girsa of Chazon Ish, Lachosh Mutter Ve'liv Nes Asur. The Braisa tells us that you're not allowed to build the fence, but you are allowed to plow. You're not allowed to build before Shemitah, but you're allowed to plow before Shemitah. So if we're talking about that everything is mutter before Shemitah, and that's the idea, they're allowed to do things before Shemitah, how can you differentiate between plowing and building? So we allow to plow before Shemitah, you allow to also build before Shemitah. How do you explain this, Baisa? Says the Gemara, Omar Amano, Yo Oysama Rav Shama Adokad Miso. Rav Shama said originally that's right. Meaning, it's clearly we talk about Heter Shtei Prokim, not Isser Shtei Prokim. If it would be Isser, so you're not allowed to build steers at Shvita for after Shvita. Hi, what about the question before Shvita? The reason Lachoish Mutor Mishmit Takron Lemoitzi Shvis. The reason why he's plowing before Shmita is because he cannot plow in Shmita. You're not allowed to plow in Shmita. There's an Isso Harisha on Shmita. So what is he doing? He's plowing Erev Shmita, and he's going to use it after Shmita. So when someone goes and plows before Shmita, it doesn't seem like he's doing something for Shmita. Not necessarily he's doing for Shmita. He's doing it because he wants to use this plowing, he wants to use this hole in the ground for after Shmita. When Shmita ends, like he can't plow in Shmita itself. So he's ready, he's preparing himself in the sixth year for the eighth year. But leaving us also to build this usher, because you'll be talking on Shmita. Why are you building steers before Shmita? You can build the steers on Shmita, that's what the Mishnah holds. You can build on Shmita for after Shmita. So to build before Shmita, the problem is, it looks like he's doing it for Shmita. So even though you were talking about there's no Yisur Shtei Prokim, there's no Yisur before Shmita to do something, that's only if you're, it looks like you're doing it for today. But if I'm doing something clearly for the year of Shmita, that's what they say, you're not allowed to build the steers before Shmita. And continues the Gemara that says, "Mastisa lo emeka." Don't you see it clearly from our Mishnah? Continues the one that Chofei Amud Aleph. Ela v'alboini hu shvis. You can build on Shvita mishaposke kshamim once rain stopped. Shuvatakan lamoiti shvis. You're doing it for moiti shvis. Meaning the Gemara just concludes over here that our Mishnah is very clear. You can't build before Shvita steers because it looks like he's doing it for Shvita, not like after Shvita. Because you could build on Shvita the steers for after Shvita. So that's why steers also for Shvita, but plowing is mutter. Once again, this is the pshat of Reb Chaim based on the Gersa of Chazon Ish, and there's other pshatim here in the Gemara to understand this daf. The Gemara goes on and says, according to the Mishnah, Leisakir Bofer, don't build the steers with dirt, with the mud, but build it with the stones, and that's how you create the steers. Second one, Mao Chayitz, what's the Loshon of Chayitz? Chayitz Le, to do Chatzitzo, to create over your fence. I mean, when you're building the stairs, you're building here, you're creating a fence, creating a wall, and on top of it, you're putting a surface. That's chayitz, what it means, losho mechitzo. How do you know that's losho mechitzo? Kemo detem, like it says in the pasuk, v'hu boi nechayitz. So the pasuk there refers to creating a separation. So you see the chayitz is a mechitzo, and that's the losho that our Mishnah is using. With this, we conclude, Yerushalmi Shvi'is, Daf Chof Dalet.